Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi everybody, my name is Idari Demeko and I was just on Tea with Tay podcast and we spoke about, you know, the I Just Got Back, IJGV if you will, and the struggles, the challenges and, you know, just everything it takes to really survive in Lagos, in Nigeria and to, you know, rise to the top. So listen and have a good time.
Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. This is the second episode. We thank God that I made it to the second episode because I wasn't sure how I was going to do the first one. But I think I'm doing so good. And my guest today is my former colleague and my friend. It's going to be a movie today, right, Idara?
Yes,
so my guest today is Idara Idemoko.
Is no, sir, I'm right. After all these years, Idemoko.
Idemoko. Like, I even pronounce it better than you.
It's not Idemoko. You said Idemoko.
Nobody pronounces that name with an accent, first
no,
of all.
No, it's Idemoko.
Idemoko.
Idemoko,
right.
Yes.
Yeah, so she's the second Akwa Ibom guest that I'm having. It's instead from Cross River Akwa Ibom.
I think Akwa Ibom.
Right, so yeah. You are there. How do you feel today coming on my podcast? You're about to be popular.
Fuck you. Sorry, can I curse on this show?
It's fine.
Are you okay?
This is a podcast. I know they give us this strong mic. I really want like that lapel mic so I can move the way. Like, yeah. See how this thing has
been
treated me.
Unfortunately, we can't. We have to.
But it's fine.
You
let's
know,
go.
Before our sound guy has heart attack.
He's very particular about his sound. I'm very particular about my drama and just. Anyway, it's good to have you.
You are the same.
Harry,
thank
do you want to tell
you
us a little
bit
about
me.
Yourself?
Because
you told me to do that, but if I do that, you know it's going to be bad for you. So I'm going to give you the floor so you can sell your market.
So what's your problem? Okay, my name is Idari Demeko. I am currently the chief marketing officer at Freemi Digital.
You sound so important, my friend.
Yes,
is this
sorry,
you?
Yes. What else? Oh, I used to work at Somi Solutions with Timmy San.
Yeah.
I was the comms manager for West Africa at Ringier.
Right.
What else have I done? Oh, I used to be the senior lead publicist at Bookie HQ, worked with Burner Boy for African Giant, with the whole team. And yeah, I've just done like so many things I recently concluded that you didn't want to do because the Spice TV
well,
and Heineken.
Have that conversation.
Design Fashion Africa show. And that was an awesome production, came with its challenges, but it was nice to finally do what it is I actually went to school to do, which is writing and film. So it's the first time I actually really got to like be on a set, direct everything, write the show. So I was very, very grateful for that opportunity.
It's amazing. Like, yeah. How do you feel to be doing the things that you actually want to do in Nigeria? Because you moved back with a lot of expectation. I mean, I met you when I started working at Somi Solutions.
Yes.
And basically, guys, this is an IJGB episode and how you guys navigate the space when you finally make it. My manager is an IJGB. He's obviously across the room angry at me for not calling his name in my video. Like, why should I call his name in my video? Sorry. He's so angry right now. He's wearing dark shades. Came here late. Tried to make me feel bad. Side eye much. I really don't care. Anyway, so like, how was he moving back? It's actually quitting today. I'm so relieved because really, finally.
But why would he be quitting? Are you putting him through a lot of like stress? But Tim saying I'm very stressful. You know that's right.
Oh my God, do you guys think I'm stressful?
Jesus, wow.
Oh my God, all of you will be fired today.
Well.
No, let me tell you what they don't like about me. I think that I like perfection. I think I'm Beyonce in my head. Like, I fail.
Beyonce?
Okay, who after Beyonce? I'm like Jesus, right? I'm a child of God. Wait, calm down. Jesus, No, I'm saying like Jesus is the ultimate now. Like the ultimate. I should not have this conversation because you guys don't even get where I'm going.
No, it's okay. Like,
so I'm a child of God. You know, I was made in his image and likeness, right? I'm a God. Like, I'm a God. Jesus lives in me, so I'm a Jesus anyway. Yeah. So that's the energy. So maybe Beyonce should not be the, what's the word, the benchmark or the.
So do you not think that standard. Other people working with you are little gods as well? And so
they are. That's why I relate with them. Okay, let's talk about you're moving back. Yeah. So what were you expecting? You moved back from America, right?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, going to that your fancy school. What's the name of that your school that you went to?
I went to two universities. So the first one was Penn State. I actually withdrew from Penn State. Mm-hmm. And then I went to a small liberal arts college called Salisbury University in Maryland.
Yeah.
But before that, I actually was living in Belgium. Graduated from like high school and everything from Belgium. My dad is an expat for ExxonMobil. So, or was, I don't know what his position is now.
But, you don't know what his position is now?
No, I mean, it's something big, but I just like back right. then it was just like, okay, like he's just doing all these different things. Yeah. And he was like head of HR for like Europe and stuff. So, so we got to like travel a lot, live in a bunch of different places, but, so left Nigeria when I was like 12, 13, and then went to Belgium. And then because I was in a higher class here in Lagos, they actually put me all the way like back, like to ninth grade. So I had to like, cause everybody was like old and like 18, what's 19.
What's the equivalent for ninth grade here?
GS3, I think. Yeah.
So what grade does it end 12?
Yes, 12th grade, which is like SS3.
Okay.
So I then finished from like 9th grade to 12th grade. And then from there, just went straight into university in America. And then that was like Penn State. And I was studying political science because like, I didn't know what I wanted to do.
Were you born here?
I was born in Lagos.
So why did you become this accent?
No, but my father is American. So I'm second generation Nigerian American.
But were you born in America, right?
No. I was born in Lagos. Here. Yes.
So at what age did you move?
Like 12, 13.
So you could have picked up an accent on the way.
Yeah. But even before that, we were always like, traveling. Like even right. when I was 9 years old for like 3 months, I was in school in the UK. Do you know what I mean? So it's just like the different mixes. And then I went to school, like ExxonMobil has a school in, because at one point.
You know the reason I'm asking this question? It's because I'm looking at the time I used to pick up my own accent, right? So if I move now, say maybe I go like the UK or America or somewhere. I'm looking at the time frame for me to just pick up my own accent.
No, I don't think that now. You're a grown-ass man now.
You will try me. You want to see somebody who needs to move in life? Because this accent, they open doors, though. Sure, you know. We'll get to that, but...
No. But it was a crazy thing because at one point, even in like, they sent my dad to live in Akwa Ibom for like a year when we were kids or like a year or two. And like the school... ExxonMobil has a private school called Pegasus. So like the kids that were there are like, Indian white, do you know what I'm saying? So it's like, so I grew up kind of like in this, I guess, privileged whatever world. And it wasn't always like that, I'm sure, for my parents, but once the doors opened, for them, it was like their children must have like the best of the best. And even in Lagos, when I started secondary school, like primary school was Kempson, Corona, and then I went to Darwin, do you know what I mean? For like
secondary. You mean Darwin?
Is Darwin, actually. Nobody from Darwin says Darwin. We all say Darwin. Darwin Kine. College, Lagos. Is you guys outside?
It's Darwin went to, College.
It's not Darwin. Mrs. What's her name? I think Olumide Phillips or something. Our very first friend will say it's Darwin, darling.
It's Darwin.
Darwin College,
right,
Lagos.
Okay. Yeah.
Now it's like, yeah.
So you moved in 2017. You moved in 2017.
Yes.
When you moved back, what were you expecting? You moved back to 2017.
Wow.
What were you expecting?
Opportunities. Yeah.
Why? Because you have an accent?
No, because in America, like, I wasn't getting the opportunities.
You were not supposed to ask that question, but you did.
No, but I wasn't getting the opportunities I wanted to get. Like, I graduated school. Like, yes, granted, I may have dropped out from my first university because it was political science.
Yeah.
But I graduated after studying what I wanted to do, which was English, you know, film and literature, mm-hmm. with honors. So I thought, big shot.
By the time you arrive.
No, even before that, like, in America, like, I was applying to, like, Simon & Schuster, all these, like, publishing companies, you know, HarperCollins. I thought, I don't know if it was my name. I don't know if, because I made a point to, at a certain age when I turned 18 and I was graduating from high school in Belgium, because everybody's called me Lucy, which is my middle name, that I'm not going to go.
Imagine your middle name being Lucy. Hey, Tara, stop. I see why you act the way you do.
Parents. No. But I made a point really to, like, have my, like, Idara Bong, like, yeah. you know, like, really be my name. Of, yeah. Because also, like, because when you grow up with all these different people from different places, you and you're African, you kind of want to take that Africanness away from you and the blackness away from you. You want to kind of be as assimilated as possible.
Is it? Do you guys feel pressure?
Oh,
like,
people,
like, kids who are raised abroad, you guys feel pressure to remove the Africanness from you a little so that you can be accepted.
Especially, really? especially back in 2006, 2007, which is when I moved.
These days, it feels like it's a cool thing to actually be African now. They want to answer their names. Olu.
Yes.
My manager.
Yes.
Wants to,
yes. It's all, like, I think
Romero
now
even has an English name. Do you have an English name? Why? They're not English. But you went to live in London and you have an accent. Right. You was born in London. Where do you live now? Like, in Manchester? Yeah, ask us of London. Like, well, my mother has a story of moving it. I think both of you guys probably experienced the same culture shock for you guys.
Yeah.
What was it like for you? Well, moving back here, the culture shock and everything.
Well, my first real culture shock actually was at 9 when I was, like, sent off for, like, the summer in, like, go school in this, like, boarding school in the UK, like, because before it was just holiday, like, just family, like, okay, vacation, you're back, do you know what I'm saying? But, like, now it was like, bye, and then come back, like, after we, you know what to do with you type thing. But honestly, after I moved and then eventually grew, like, I moved back when I was 25 years old, so I was already an adult, like, and my parents were, like, I think for me, the biggest thing was coming back to my parents' home. Like, forget, yes, there's obviously, like, all these issues with Naira, like, you know, the dollar to the Naira, Naira to the dollar. There is traffic. There is, you know, relating one-on-one with your colleagues, right? Because I even still struggle with it till today, like, because there are a lot of things that I would say Nigerian men would take it, like, oh my God, you have insulted me.
Like,
I can't believe it. Like, it's just, like, the smallest things. Like, if I say, like, oh, like, I talk very, I'm a very direct person because that's, like, what I grew up with. So if I say, Timmy-san, do this, right? It's, for a lot of people, it's a problem. It's like, yeah, like, they want you to kind of stroke their ego a little bit.
Not and I'm really, like, I feel like also because, you know, we work together, right? I feel like you're very, very American for the Nigerian space, right? There's some things that culturally we see as part of us, right? It's really even like, how you speak to your boss, for example, you know that you and Liz always had issues, not because you were exactly rude. It was just because we had a Nigerian way of doing things and you were, like, very American. Do you think that you ever adjusted over time?
I think that it's, I'm a very strong, opinionated
black woman.
I wasn't going to even say that.
And you must assess yourself.
No, just like, I'm just, that's just who I am. Like, I've always been. And, okay, Insta said this thing in your last podcast, right? Like, Nigerian children, you know, we go, you guys were talking about how, like, some kids are afraid to talk to their parents. They can't even, that's not who I am. And, like, my parents are very, like, and that's why we'll get to the part, you know, where I was a broke IJG.
You were a broke IJG.
Yes, exactly. But that that was, no, but that was by choice. No. But that was by choice, right? I wasn't going to let my parents, like, after so long, do you know what I'm saying? Like, especially having that freedom where even after university, like, yes, okay, maybe I might still have been living in their house, but I had my own car. I tried to pay my own bills. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was doing that for quite a while before. Like, I remember even when I turned 23, at my graduation party, my dad literally, his speech was, okay, Dara, now you've graduated, please try and don't ask us for anything again. And that was it, you know what I mean? But obviously my mom, but sometimes my mom would, you know, try here and then when she sees that we're struggling. But honestly, like, it was not, for me coming back here, I was not going to let my parents, like, try to control, like, at 25, like, really, you didn't have enough when I was a kid, like, so I became even more, like, loud and direct.
So I think that all the IDGs that I've met usually have a problem with their parents when they move back here.
Oh, because yeah, for sure.
They've experienced some level of independence and freedom. If you probably grew up in America or in the UK or some other country in Europe, for example, you understand a certain life, right?
Yeah.
So why is it that when you guys come back here, it's also hard for you guys to see eye to eye with your parents, because a lot of them have issues with their parents, so they want to go out of their way. That's when you not emerge as a broke IDGB. Because you go down to say, oh, I'm not going to talk to my dad, he's not going to give me this, I'm going to find my way. And they forget that Nigeria will not be the place where they carry, find the way. You need a little bit of support, right? Because you're also not used to this space. So, because when you came back, you had privilege, you had your car and everything, but it was taken away from you eventually.
Yeah.
So how did that happen? Did you get into a fight? What did they want you to be, a good girl, or you're becoming a bad girl that you are these days?
Teresa, please. No, I think that, you know, as we both know, 30 is almost knocking. I resented my parents for so long. But now I kind of understand it's fear. Mm-hmm. It's fear that their children, you know, because this, what will people say? You know, they're so concerned. Oh, you want to go and, like, for example, my dad, he's been an ExxonMobil for like 30 years of his life.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm saying? So create. What is the creative industry? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, what is the, he does like all these things is like, what is this? Is it going to give you, like, are you going to be able to live a comfortable life where I can go and do, because I had, like, he had me when he was basically a child.
My grandmother had those fears.
Do you know what
well.
I mean? Like, my dad was like, I think like 23 when he had me.
Wow.
So he was a baby. So for him now, it's like, I want to live for me.
Mm-hmm.
So how am I sure that you'll be able to, like, my kids will be okay enough that I'm still, like, I'm not going to be providing for them. So they get really scared, right? But the whole thing about getting my privilege taken away, it was a fight. Very simple. And it was you can't stay out too late. And I was like, what? Are you, what?
Like, what time did they give you to stay out late?
There was no curfew. I just came back home at like 11:30.
Why are you coming back home at 11? Don't you know that he's worried about you as an IDGB?
Why wouldn't
I?
I
think that most of the problems have happened with IDGB and IDGBs and their parents. Sorry, guys. It's just stubbornness. Because even in worried, like, I can remember when I went to worry recently now for the Bovis show.
Uh-huh.
My granny was calling me at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Oh, Nadia, if you're not going to bring back my car and you can enter the streets if you like.
But what says...
It's across board.
No, but what says that the same things, like...
I'm not saying that your dad should call you by 11 o'clock.
No. But I'm not saying that, but I'm saying I understand that Lagos is unsafe, right? So whatever.
If you're living in this house,
as can be. But what's to say that me that was living in Annapolis, Maryland by myself for how long?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how would it...
You were a city girl before, you're already coming back like 3 o'clock in the night.
You
want to be a bad bitch. But wait, my friend, what I'm saying is that... What are the times where you could just have spoken to him and say, you know, Dad, I'm an adult now. Let us agree to disagree, come to a compromise of some sort.
You're good friends with my brother, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, there was no, my brother would tell you, there was no time. There was no, my parents did not want to listen. Like, eventually, like, they would give you some leeway, but it was really like, especially I'm the first. So, like, I had to fight for a lot so that my siblings coming after me will not have to, like, go through the same,
so you were the,
you know, issue. So I had to be the scapegoat.
Yes. Imagine being the scapegoat because of you want to prove something. I can never be that person, though. If I was from privilege, you think my father and I had to find a way. Like, if I'm used to a certain lifestyle, right?
Mm-hmm.
People like us, when, I mean, my granny was very harsh, because I mean, she had a lot of things to juggle. She was raising her own kids. She was raising us as well.
Okay.
So she was very, I understand her, but I think that we always found a way around it, right? The reason why I actually ran away from worry, one of the major reasons was to have some freedom to be myself and just create, right?
Right.
Because she wanted me to be an engineer. Imagine me being an engineer, Dara.
Like, it can't happen.
That, all that office, or that company, imagine working at ExxonMobil. There'll be problems, issues.
Problems.
Every other day.
Problems.
The machine goes spoil.
But you know what's funny is, Timmy, while you know, because you were saying like I was very opinionated, very, you know, very American. You were very sassy and rude.
Where?
Are you joking? Where? You were extremely, what? Oh my God. I remember the day that Liz yelled at you because everybody, like, she was really upset at everybody in the office. Mm. And then you were on your phone. And she'd ask you like 3 times, Simisan, put down your phone. And you were like,
no, I don't.
You were not giving your attitude like, oh, like what? Like, are you, no.
No, that's not what happened. I think that I'm very misunderstood. Like, the things that you guys say, I'm rude about. I'm a worry boy. I blunt things that we say on a regular day. Like, it's like you getting angry for me, or angry at me for calling you. What's the word? I don't know what I would say. Like, a typical thing that can make Ogie angry is that if I just maybe make a snide comment about Ogie and she's getting angry. That's my former colleague, by the way. Why are you getting angry? Not be normal. Now, the truth that I tell you now. Let me look for something that I said. I probably had said that she got angry. I can't remember. But this, I was just laughing, man. I say, oh, this is not really straight to you with the Corey for now. Mm-hmm. Like you, for example, you had to get used to it, right?
Yeah, but I always laughed because I knew it wasn't coming from a malicious
my
place.
My friend, don't see me see trouble. So why are you not coming here to say I'm still doing that? You want to spend my market on my show?
No. The same way you were saying, I was very direct. I was very, no, you too. You
no, but you had a problem. Let me tell you what your problem was. That you, like, I'm not very Nigerian, but when you came to this space, I think that you were not ready to actually even be Nigerian, right? And I think that some of the things that you went through, you probably would have dealt with it faster if you
were
Nigerian, right?
Yeah.
Abi?
Yeah.
Like even moving to another company, even moving to Freemium, I'm sure that it's the same cultural experiences that you probably had.
No, not exactly. I mean, first of all, and this is like, no, not exactly, honestly. My boss is like, very English, for one. He's a London boy.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, there's just something that's a little bit different, right? And I'm, because of also my role, there's no kind of, I don't know what to say. There's no blurred lines about my role. Mm. My role is clear. Like, she's the boss. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I feel like that's, for me, like is a good thing. Yes, there are challenges in terms of like me and my department, or me and other people in the company, just because of how, again, I'm very direct. And there are very few women, and it's a big company. So like, I feel like a lot of the time, like even when I have some meetings, you know, even with like HR, it'd be like, oh, you know, you have to kind of stroke their ego. You have to do this. I'm like, why? I'm a 21st century black woman.
Right. It is Lagos that go run your streets, my friend.
No, but I feel like it's a testament to say I've changed quite a bit. Like, yeah. I've dumbed down. Even like, remember, you used to teach me pigeon and you'd be laughing at me and say, my pigeon is not this, my pigeon is not that.
My pigeon is very good now. Yeah, exactly. Imagine what I did for your life.
Shut the hell up.
I have given you skills that you can work with for the rest of your life. In this country,
facts.
Have to give me my flowers. Because
I do.
When you move, when Dara moves back, it's not going to do... okay, wait, we're not going to do it. I'm like, bitch, nah. Sorry, how did I say bitch on this show? They will actually think that I'm actually insulted.
It's okay. Jesus loves a bad bitch. Okay, continue.
Right, so
yes.
Should we continue? Yeah. Right. So how did your pigeon... Actually, let's just switch to pigeon. I don't know why we're speaking this.
I know. But you know, I still struggle.
Stupidity I want to see. My friend, give it to me. So like...
No, guys. It's act like true story. Like, when I first moved back, like, it was very hard for me to... Because obviously, like, I always heard my parents speaking pidgin, right? In fact, my parents speak more Yoruba than any other language. Mm. Like, and they're not even... from any Yoruba speaking states, but for some reason pidgin is just like, it was just hard, like, because I speak BBO, I speak, yeah, like it's like when you're like, oh, like I wanted a semikai, like, you know, it's like flowing. No, it's not
I feel like
flowing.
You usually get to the hang of it after a while because it's the same vocabulary. There's not really new things that you have to add.
No,
to
but your own pidgin is different, so.
It's special.
Yeah. I literally don't understand what you're saying. I just used to nod, like, yeah, sometimes.
So that's how I follow you talking. Are you mad?
I'm gonna be laughing.
Stop.
I swear. I'm gonna
be full. Like,
God.
But you wouldn't know, as you say.
Yes, now, because it's like, yeah, like I'm following, because that's how I learned to, just like learning French, right? Because I speak French. I didn't used to understand a lot of the time,
oh my
right?
God.
But then eventually, like after 1 year, 2 years, boom, you've gotten the hang of it.
So. Well, when you moved back, right? Do you think that Nigerians gave you a tough time in that, maybe like in your workspace, or because you think that you're from the UK, you just get things? Because I have
the
people
US,
who
yeah.
think, or people who believe that having an accent, just being an LGB, just opens some doors for you here. Because, yeah, we like foreign cinema, no lie.
Yes,
you understand?
Yes.
Do you think that it works, like having an accent works for you in certain spaces? And also, did it also influence your relationships with other people? Did people begin to hate you in your space because she was the girl with an accent and she'll get things done and they will call her because she has an accent?
I mean, I can choose.
I hated you for a bit because you were the girl with the accent.
Really?
I didn't hate you. I'm always been a star.
So
I really didn't care about
you.
I'm like, okay, she's here. She got accent. Great.
But that's not even how we met, though. It's not, what?
God, you mean, tell them how we met.
No, we met. I was the old Somi office when Liz was planning her first South Africa trip.
Yeah, you were there, right?
Yes,
so you not traveled.
No, I didn't travel to South Africa. No, I didn't.
No, you traveled to America now.
Yes,
that's
yes,
why,
yes,
brought,
yes,
that's
yes,
why Liz
yes,
employed
yes,
me.
Yes, 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 yes,
so Liz,
yes.
So Liz had employed me, guys. Liz employed me because she traveled to America, right? So the plan was that when you come back, I was on 2 months, right?
Yeah,
so
2 months.
2 months.
Yeah, because
I was
gone
so
for
good
2 months.
At my job that Liz had to retain me.
No, Timmy,
and she left. While
that,
I was there.
That's not even it.
So
it was
why?
Because we
so
were, for two reasons that Liz also kept you. One,
okay, why?
Yes, one was because Film Gala, we did that really well. And not even though I was in America for 2 months, you know, I wrote that show, still did everything I was supposed to do.
Okay.
And then we had a very successful tasting at Roma.
Exactly. I was great at my job.
Yeah, but that was because of my energy.
Which energy? what do you contribute to that?
Are you crazy?
Which energy?
I was like, Timmy San, talk. You were like, no, you go first. I spoke everything. I was like, I had to start dancing with me. We're not saying dancing.
Let me tell you, why I always push you in front. The girl with the accent is just easier. Nigerians, once you hit them with accents, it's the first shock. So maybe they want to be respectful to you. I'm telling you, I have friends with accents. You know, say, I know they roll with IDGBC one for a year.
Mm.
The truth is, the reason why I actually even have my manager is because with Nigerians, once they pick up the phone and they hello, they shock face. They know that the bill is not going to be the same as regular K&D. I'm not lying. The reason why one of the reasons why I cannot fire my manager, not because my manager is so great. he can be good. He can be okay at his job. But I'm saying that one of the things that because it's the own. They're tossing our water. Benna.
No, it's tea. It's tea.
Please, oh.
This is lemon and cranberry. Thank you.
Lemon and what?
When
you actually ask for green tea, I'm like, that's that girl. All of my guests, they come and say, okay, let's just do whatever, we'll drink whatever. You actually specifically ask for green tea.
I was asked.
Right.
Are you joking?
So you actually drink green tea?
I love green tea every morning. Thank you.
That's how you have problems in Nigeria. They can't relate to you. So I was thinking about my manager, right? I'm saying that
when he knows
that it's the truth that we respect foreign things so much. There's some brilliant people who do this work. There's some brilliant people who I know that they're great at comms and everything. It's just that Nigerians, once you open your mouth to an accent, they sort of respect you.
But there's a balance,
it's
right?
A complex,
because I'm not going to be a hypocrite. Hmm? No. Yeah. Well, hold on. What's your name?
Aziz.
There's a balance. I think number one is that, yes, not to be hypocritical, right? Yes, it does open doors. Like, my first job literally was just me, like, coming in for a Nigerian Brewies ad, and then I got my job. Like,
because you had an accent.
But I was doing an ad, but yes. But, I mean, yeah, so that was the first kind of, like, foot in, you know? And then, however, the other side of it is that a lot of people too who are here and who, even if you've schooled here, right, but you haven't traveled, you don't have that exposure, right? So I'll give you something very simple. Somebody has been here, is super intelligent, hasn't yet left the country, doesn't know what other, you know, places are like, you know, what they do, how to tolerate differences. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then you're with somebody who's smart, for example, and maybe you're talking to your brother or you're talking to somebody or like a friend or whatever, and they go, oh, that guy is sus. Like, what do you think I want to be somebody who, do you think I want to work with somebody who, do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I don't want to be in those spaces. Or like me now as a woman, because I'm above you, you're finding it hard to take, like, you know, instructions from me. And it's just like, problem. No, like, I don't want to be working with those people. I want to be working with somebody who's exposed, who knows that it's actually very normal for a woman to be the boss of the team, or for anyone to, you know, be any gender or orientation or what. Like, those, that's where I want to be.
So how are you dealing with these things every day? Because I'm sure that you experience it every day now, and you've been here for a long time. So how are you dealing with these things every day?
Yeah, 4 years this December.
Yeah.
It's just, it's really, really hard. And I always constantly try to, like, explain to people, you know, talk to people. Like, I'm really, really trying. I think I am, Timmy-san.
You,
like,
you think you're doing well, Abby?
Yeah, I think generally, like, I'm different.
I'm happy that you are. Yeah. One of the questions that have been in my mind since you walked into this room is, how did it feel to be a broke IHHP? Imagine having an accent. I walk into a place, I'm like, you don't have money to, like, that shit is crazy. And there are lots of you guys in this Lagos right now. How are you dealing? How
are you serious? Dealing? I thought I was the only one at that time.
No! Ha! See one across my house!
Aziz, are you serious?
No, Aziz has money now, but back then, not to guess. And let me say, the accent is, you have to use the accent more when you actually broke. That's why you know Aziz was broke. Because right now, Aziz is not the Adyoruba joint. The accent has really doubled down. He wears native up and down. Before you know, like, hold on, I don't know if you're here.
But it's able to work. Like, I recently wore, like, Iran bar on a shoot.
You took yourself too seriously.
Yeah.
I mean, look at this one.
It's definitely a really huge culture shift. I have to say that. It is. And it does take some time to, like, learn how to navigate the system and everything. But it wasn't... Timmy-san, remember the first day I took a care?
Imagine her being dramatic about taking Keke for the first time. I was graced with Keke. I was residential Okada. I know this life. In fact, I prefer Okada to cars. But I don't want to say, because you would think that as hard, I'm very bougie in my spirit.
But you are.
There's a part of me.
No, you generally are bougie. You just... Imagine if you grew up with, like, a very privileged, like,
you think I'll be nasty?
What? You'll be horrible. Oh, my God. Nobody would like you, honestly. Honestly.
You're awful. Guys, this is... All this is, I mean, just an act. I'm the nicest person.
No, you're not. We just
love
you.
Yeah.
No, it's a lie. Do you think I would be terrible if I grew up with privilege? Mm-hmm. I would actually grow up with some privilege. Like, it's not like we're broke. Like, my granny was very okay. What is it? The job was for school.
If you had, like, a Freaky Friday moment and you and I switch places.
If I was an IGGB.
What?
Oh, no, I would not get the Nigerianness. In fact, right now, I don't get the Nigerianness.
What do you mean?
Like, some Nigerian things that I don't get. Like, the strength for women.
Okay.
All this talk. Like, I'm really not sure about this life. Like, that's why I'm very intentional about my circles, right? Yeah. Imagine if I was IGGB.
Yeah.
First of all, I would never lose my accent. I would never. I will make sure that every room I walk inside, you might hate me, but... You will have to, because they don't respect accent. Forget this. What they tell you right now, we know better now, because accent, they put food for table, right? We don't know. See, anybody can even pick up an accent. I know some of my friends we trained for years for you. Like, I don't want to call their name.
No, but
the entire 4 years whilst we're you, like, they were developing an accent.
No, but people who generally have an accent that's from, like, the US, or we can always tell, like,
no, you don't understand. In life, Nigerians are one of the most dogged, undaunted sets of people, right? So we would do anything to get ahead. I know people who have an accent better than you would did in America. And they learned it here. Homegrown. Don't joke with me, Idara. I know people who are here who have a better accent than you. In fact, they will tell you the English, why the English people talk like this, and why all the T's are crossed and the I's. They know everything. They know the Alexis and structure.
You know what?
I mean, whisper.
Wow.
No, doesn't have a license in Chicago's. Who that shit?
Wow.
If someone has an accent, I will be angry. So it's spoke about somebody that I know. I don't think anyone has an accent.
Mm.
But I know a couple of people. Yeah. So like, is it a complex? I think it's a complex thing for us. Mm. Because we tend to like, just like, put people up there who we think are smart and they probably schooled abroad. And sometimes not the case, right?
Yeah.
I know a lot of people who, with their Yoruba accent, they will give you a run for your money in meetings, in presentations. Yeah. Like, we know that they are the people that know
I think that right now, because companies are becoming more global, they really do want people who are more exposed. That's really it.
I agree that exposure is a thing that comes with being an IGGB, right? Even the meetings that we're having, it gets kind of because we're always doing strategy at Sumi Solutions. I mean, there are times that you will say something, I don't even know the team. And not because I'm not educated, I'm just not exposed.
Yeah.
And I think that's why you earn more salary than me, really.
You know what that's called?
Oh my God, please take this part out because people will think, Idara is my friend, people will not get it. Please take this part out, please.
No, it's fine. People will think that, disclaimer, no, we are the best of friends.
No. People will think that I'm saying that because you're a woman, right?
No.
Because I mean, a lot of women have led. The OG was my boss.
No, I just have to say that Timmy-san is the most pro.
I was raised by two women. Pro and pro women. Like, I'd rather have a woman.
Like,
I mean, my producer is a woman.
Yeah. Your entire, you know, you've, women. Women are your.
No, women, my friend. I don't even get me a friend. Let's start from there. The only one I wanted to be a friend, like my manager, but at this point, I don't really know. If we can continue.
Yeah.
Yes, he has to quit.
No, you love women. And I think that's why we love you. Do you know what I mean?
Thank you so much.
No, because it's really...
How dare you say I'm rude and...
Yeah, rude and sassy.
Am I? Because you don't like when I tell you the truth. Either I've always told you the truth since I've met you.
No, but that's why I've loved you so much. Like, you've been very instrumental to my growth. And like, that wasn't lies or beans.
You have said this part.
You have. I mean, like, even though it's like the most mundane things, like teaching me. No. I'm saying you did a lot
of mundane.
No,
I've done big things for you.
No. I'm saying, like, you've done like the most amazing things for me. But I'm saying also, it's even the little life lessons, like taking okada, taking keke, you know, teaching me pidgin, teaching me how to say sorry, teaching like all of these things. Like, it has all culminated into who I am today.
It's better. Okay, look at you now. You have money now.
I don't have the money you think I have, okay? No,
but you're not that IDGB that will now be thinking of. I know sometimes those times, I'm sorry, but that's how you see the user your iPhone 7.
I'll change your iPhone!
We bless God, though. But that time, you come to say, I really want to change the sun, but I'm going to see this one with accent, so.
I really want to change my phone, but I can't.
That's why we never open our mouth in the office. We say, well, so you know what used to kill me? I'm like, if you're in this predicament, you cannot be using this accent to give us, to be flossing for us. You don't have money. Admit it, Idara. I do have a come office, they say, guys, I really want to change my phone, but I feel like the next one is coming next year. Like, girl, we know you don't got the cash for that. You've been stripped of all your... Is your trust fund open back now?
Everything is open now.
Your privileges are back.
I've been back living with my parents.
Oh, so you can't go back?
Oh, you can, apparently. So,
how did you go back? You went back like the pretty girl daughter, what? And you begged.
I just made it. I just had to prove to them that I could survive without their help, which I did, right?
All these lessons their father was trying to teach you.
I don't think so. Like, for example, I wasn't even supposed to have been like properly moved back. Like, how it even happened was, like, last year, I had a whole home in Lekki. Like, I was paying rent and everything. And then the landlord was just giving, like, a lot, just too many issues. Wanted to increase the rent. I'm like, in COVID times, you want to increase? Like, what's all this one?
So
it literally started because, like, my last brother is in Nigeria. Like, it's, you know, it's just me. But my last brother was actually here because he took a gap year. So he was here with my parents for a little bit and they would like fly back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
But then eventually when he got like his university like acceptance, my mom just together, like, you know, we're out. And then my dad was like, oh, I'm traveling, like, last year, December. And I was like, oh, like, can I come, like, through to the house and come and swim and blah, blah. Like, because at this point, we had...
Started mending the relationship.
It took a loss because at one point, I even threatened, I'm going to take it to the American Embassy. It was a lot. Let me not even get into it. Because they had my fucking passport. Like, it
they
was,
held your passport.
They held my friggin' passport.
These parents like, that actually give this their children a gift was, of a passport.
Yeah.
Why do you all hold the passports when the children are acting up?
Like, it was so annoying for me. Because even apart from that, you know, like, when I left to travel, my sister was graduating. How would I have, gone for the graduate? And they didn't pay for my ticket, nothing. Like, I did all of that by myself. Like, the entire time I was there.
How did they seize your passport? They called you into the room and said, give me your passport. Or what?
No. Like, you know, I told you we had a fight now. The fight was, it was a fight. Like,
it was a fight. How do you fight with your parents like that?
Things just escalate from one thing to another. And before you know, you're thinking to yourself, like, am I 16? Am I, do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, am I, like, I respect you, but come on now. It's getting a little bit too much.
Do you think being raised abroad just sort of makes children more vocal to the speak to their parents?
No, I don't think so at
because
all.
Because the way I was raised, I could never speak back to my granny. I can take it to her as a petition. I can take it to her, like, when she don't shout finish, when she don't, I can take it back to her and say, you know what, mommy, this is what... She might not even listen eventually until I have to prove myself, right? But I feel like IDGB kids, I don't know why I keep calling you guys IDGB kids, but most of my friends
Nigerian
who return, they can set their parents straight. Even when they're, so when my parents are, when my people, I wasn't raised by my parents, when my granny's wrong, right? I have to look for a way around it.
Mm-hmm.
Which is maybe why we're, all of us are wired like this. Most of us here are wired like this.
Mm-hmm.
I have to walk around eggshells with her to ensure that she can get the message. So it's not disrespectful to her. But with you guys, I see you guys have full on arguments and say, daddy, no, dad, no, mom, no.
I think it's one of two things. One, I do have first cousins that they were here their entire lives and like, the way, me and my siblings are with my parents, that's the way they are. Just because of how their mom also trained them to always have a voice. Second thing, too, is that by the time you're like, first of all, even in Belgium, the drinking age is 16. I tried some earlier. It was so good. 16. So you already drink, you know what I'm saying? And people treat you at, like an adult.
So you're drinking at 16 in Belgium?
Yeah, I was drinking at 16. And then you, apart from that, in America, 18, you're an adult. Everybody's treating you like an adult. Whether it's in school, whether it's in... Do you know what I mean? So it's like, if I'm like an adult, why would I now not be able to be an adult in front of my parents? So I should still be a child, but I'm an adult. Like, it's very, you know, it's a very fine... And you have to think, if you remember... So even as...
You know, African parents are always a child. Imagine my granny calling me at 9 o'clock in worry to come back home.
No.
Like, you're always a child. Like, so that's what I'm saying, like... With that, what I said to her was like, oh, mommy, I'm coming. But I didn't come till like 11, no.
But think about it. How does your mom talk to your grandma?
Oh, she doesn't even have the balls to talk to my grandma in a way that she was not there.
No, my parents.
Oh, no, she's like my mother, but she knows better than to talk to me. So that's the kind of parenting that we probably experience, right? So that's why when you came back to Nigeria and I could see the way you're relating with people, I'm like, tell them sorry. Tell them thank you. Tell them this because that's how we are here.
Like, no, but also, like, also, the what gave me the balls to say to my parents is that they spoke to their parents very, do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, very, like, no, we can't do this. We can't, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, they were very vocal. So, I mean, it helps when you have children of your own as well. But since me, I don't have any, at 25, I didn't have any child of my own. I'm still going to stand up for it. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter whether I have a child and I'm still an adult. I deserve to be treated like an adult. Respect is always going to be reciprocal, right? You cannot just think that.
I get that.
Because so like, you're my parent, like.
Welcome. So you've earned their respect now. You're back in the house. Are you and your dad getting along?
Oh, yeah. It's all love. I pay the bills. I pay some bills.
You pay the bills.
I pay some bills.
Right.
Because they're just like, even my, like, they're not, my mom is in America. So my dad, so basically the house is empty. So
everybody's...
honestly, yeah, it's just like me. And then when things go wrong, oh, should we have money? Fix this. Or,
so they trust you now. You have a little car back.
Yeah. Everything is back. Privileges are back. Yeah.
Do you think that you could have sorted this thing out if you guys had just had a healthy conversation?
No. With some parents, you have to show them you're mad too.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Do you think that you guys fight your parents?
Because
you guys fight your parents?
Yeah.
You know, this, for her, Dara can do it. I know this girl. She can do it. So I'm like, you are wrong. You are wrong. I cannot do that. No, the way I was raised, if you tell your mama, say you are wrong. In fact, the whole area go gather, you know. So let me tell you how bad it is where I'm from, right? If you offend your mama, the street people, maybe say you can't run, say she won't beat you or something, the street people will go find you, come, they will drag you, come if she beats you. That's what she, maybe say, they say, why are you running away from me? Say, Mr. What happened? Why are you running away from your house? I said, no, my mommy want to beat me because I did this. She said, this is what you did. Come with me, let me go and meet your mama. So when they go reach your mama like this, so you think that they're coming to beg for you, but they've heard what you've done. And if it's silly, they want you to get that beating. So they're like, I see how for real they cry.
But that's why black people, we... Sorry, I don't mean to be all like, you know, blackity black on your show. But I feel like that's what also continues trauma with us, right? Because we go, you think, oh yeah, I'm going to beat my child. I'm going to do this to my child. I'm going to box my child. I'm going to... Mm. And then you think that your child will not resent you. Then we grow up to be terrible parents ourselves. And do the same thing to our children. Our children grow... You know, it's just like, it's a cycle and has to be broken. Like, our parents need to be able to learn and say, I was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Because you were a baby when you had a baby.
True.
What did you know? What my mom was 21, 22, guess right? What? And my dad was... What did you know?
My granny became a granny at 34.
What?
When bad bitches are living life in Morocco. I'm going to Morocco tomorrow. And I'm just like, I will never take another person's child at 34.
No.
Whilst I'm raising my own kids. Because she had hers early. She has hers at 18. So technically, at first, wow. I was already 16 and gave birth to a child for her. My mother gave it to me at 16, right? So she gave it.
Wow.
Yeah. So by 34, my granny was already a granny. So now, with all the choices that she had to make, I don't even judge her at all anymore.
Exactly, right? Because when you start getting older, which is what I said, you start to, there were kids. What did they? They were also learned. You know, it's like, and they made the wrongest mistakes. So now, in our own late 20s, 30s, it's time for us to say, you were wrong. Because don't do it. Don't continue like this. If not, we will not get anywhere. And we that's how when I came back home, like, that's the conversation I had to have, like, with my dad, especially because the day I actually left the house, and my dad, I was such a daddy's girl. You know, like, I love my dad, but I didn't understand a lot of my mom's pain, you know, like, in her partnership with my father. I also didn't understand a lot of my own dad's frustrations with his
and
own,
friends,
you know what I'm saying? We are never going to be in the know.
No,
it's go to church. Go and sit down in church. Go to the priest. You know, like, it's like, you don't understand that therapy is a very useful tool. Communicating, talking with your children, instead of taking frustration. But I take this cup and...
All the frustration is... You're going to with all your full power. And that translates to our other kids because we think that that's how they're going to, to raise our own kids.
Exactly. And we know we even take that into our relationships as well. So before you know, we've become, you know, a very messed up, fucked up.
Even when I was growing up, there were some kids that they used to tag as stubborn. They used to always beat them up, right?
Yeah.
But they never changed. They were...
Yeah.
Not be only beat. So they got to the point where they were saying, not be only beating, I go beat me. Those were notorious kids on our end though. There were kids from Warri where we say, if they never beat them in 2 days, would they wonder?
What
did they happen? They never, well, you must hear their shouts, but they will still do the same thing. And I think that kind of parenting is what messed a lot of kids up
because
they became hard as hearted. And
yeah.
And now, thank God for conversation about molestation and
of
whatever.
Course.
We're not seeing why some people were acting the way they used to act back in the day, right? And even now. Mm-hmm. But then our parents would beat us on top.
Without understanding.
So now, so like moving back here now, what, like, do you guys have communities, like the IGGBs, move back here, do you find yourself enjoying their company more than us that have been here with you? What does it do for you to even hang out with your own people? Do you guys have communities of people who help you? Who help the IGGBs?
I honestly don't know anything about that. I don't know anything about that. I just have friends who have the same experiences as I do.
Mm-hmm.
And I have friends who don't have the same experiences. Each one contributes, you know, to my growth, to my whatever, to just, If I feel like me and you can partner on something and we do something together, let's do it. If I feel like me and somebody else can, it has to just be organic because me, like, if, for example, at so many solutions. I was the only like IJGB quote unquote, obviously apart from Liz. But
it's true, Liz is also an IJGB.
Yeah, Liz is an IJGB. So, but you can see like
why I surround myself with IJGB. I have a foreign touch myself.
But you can see like how like I really bonded with, you know, you and Choma, mm-hmm. and Oge and Nadi had our little issues.
Oge's a very interesting colleague.
Love her though. I really like, yeah, just bonded with you guys, mm-hmm. on a different level, and I'm grateful for that. So what will I say? Like, yes, to some extent, because like I said, I went for an ad for Nigerian breweries. The person that hired me, you know, Elizabeth Pam now.
Yeah.
Moise and Shandon.
She's amazing.
America. Do you know what she's
back?
Yes. Guess what she is now? Head of like Middle East and Africa for Amazon. What are you talking about?
Hey, this IDGB, they walk cool. This accent. Yo, that's major. Because yes. Also, I feel like a lot of IDGBs that come here realize that, you know what? This place might be thriving for some people, but that's not the reality that they know. Yes. So they end up moving back at some point to head different spaces. I've met people who were heading things here. Salary, they're probably getting paid in Naira.
Mm-hmm.
Just say, you know what, this is not for me, and they'll move back to their countries, mm-hmm. right? Do you think that you ever carry your bag and go? Because you already have your passport.
Yeah.
If push comes to shove, you just carry your bag and say, you know what, I'm going back to my country.
Yeah, I mean, the plan was only to come for 1 year. And I've now been here for almost 4 years.
That's usually what you guys say.
Yeah. Yeah. One year.
So that was the plan for you.
Yeah. I was just like, apart from...
So why did you guys stay back then?
No, apart from being fed up with like the opportunities I was getting in America, and then seeing, okay, I also came back to save a relationship.
Hi, my relationship, I don't forget
her.
This girl... Is, you know, there's Jack and who else died in
Jack and Jill.
She's not even Rose. She's Jack.
Who's Rose? Oh, Titanic.
Yeah, she's the one that usually dies in it. She's no, Jack. And then it's not even. Girl, like,
you gotta blow that out. You gotta blow that out.
No. No, the guy, all our men are Rose. She's always Jack.
No, nah.
And maybe this new relationship now she's Rose.
Oh. Don't let him hear you say, love you, babe.
So you say that boy?
Which one?
Not your boyfriend.
Yes, no.
Well, that's it, dude.
Yes, no.
I'm so happy for you,
thank
my friend. You.
You
finally got this one right. What's the difference about him?
He's just as stupid as I am.
Is he an IDGB too? He's mixed race, Abby.
Yes, he is.
So does that help?
Help what? Doesn't help anything. Like he was like, you know, you already know the story now. He wasn't exactly my spec. You know, like I didn't.
He wasn't.
And then eventually, I just realized like one day we're having
Nigeria
a conversation.
Nigeria will humble you. I mean, look at you.
No. It's not a matter of.
Not saying that. Oh no, your boyfriend is great. I'm just saying that the things that you thought that you knew, you probably don't even know better. Because even all these sweet boys, so you see tall, dark, and handsome, that probably they will destroy your heart.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You had series of them.
Yeah.
So finally, you finally found love with this, our brother, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, what's the relationship like? Because you had a time with men.
Oh, God, that makes me sound like you had a time with men.
You know, she can't save relationship.
No.
How about
the
relationship?
I came to save relationship. It didn't work. Like, I realized that we're two different people at this, you know what I'm saying? Like, and he was here in Nigeria and he used to fly all the way, you know, to come and we traveled. By the time we broke up, everybody to our families were invested. So I was like, okay, let me just move back. I was applying to go teach English in South Korea. So like everybody was like, why? Like,
you were gonna teach English in South Korea.
I love Korean culture. Like, I'm obsessed. Like K-drama, K-pop.
This is what
I'm like,
being born abroad affords. I would never think of teaching English somewhere. I never would think of teaching.
Yeah.
First of all, in South Korea. Imagine that.
I wanted to do that. And everybody was like, why? You're crazy. No, come back. Like, even if it's NYC, like, I know also he's here. That's why you guys are struggling. So I came back. I realized we're different people. That was that.
What? Terry, you moved back for a man. Well, so I'm just saying, like, I'm trying to put myself in your shoes, right? Like,
even me saying it as a feminist, oh my God, like.
It's not even being a feminist. Like, I mean, love is love, and there's some decisions that you take because.
That was a terrible decision.
Yeah.
Well, like, actually,
but I don't
off.
Think that I can move back. If my brother living with me knows that.
Say it, say
I'm
it,
a
say.
Pussy. some work. Like,
oh.
I cannot move back for, like, if you don't call me, when I don't trust you that you I did dates, you don't call me, maybe you call me, I'll just shut down. So imagine me moving back for somebody, like going across the world to say, no, I'm going to Canada.
Have you ever been in love? Person. Have you ever been?
Oh, I was in love during lockdown. It lasted for 2 weeks.
Okay,
I was in love. Yes,
well,
that's exactly why.
That's the longest you know, I've known you. Yes, what? That's
this
the
person
longest.
Was in Abuja and I was going to move to Abuja. Imagine I was, you know, after the lockdown, when we're in lockdown, right? So the relationship happened for only 2 weeks during lockdown, right? So I don't even have a plan to say, once this lockdown is done, I will buy tickets. Zoom, zoom, zoom. I even gonna see your family. Oh. Like, I thought that this was a relationship. Before the lockdown, everywhere, just a day or two
before. What happened? What happened?
This is what they're doing. So imagine. You see all these things. These are the traumatic things that we have experienced. That's why we cannot even, to love, save the hard person. I think the only place I can move is when I'm married to the person. Even when I'm married, I'm still thinking about it.
Yeah, at the time, honestly, for me, it was worse because to have somebody, oh, he also like, well, at least he showed that he loved me a lot. Mm. So I also felt like I kind of, I owe it to him to at least try.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, but we're already going through so much stuff came out. It was just too much. By the time I came back, so I was just like, ugh. So then that's when I dated another person, like 6 months after it ended. And then I dated the last person before. So it's not that bad now, only like, but during that time, dating the other person before, you know, this current person, you obviously knew I was going through a lot. And I think that that's one of the things that a lot of like women don't really talk about.
Mm-hmm.
It was emotionally abusive. It was verbally abusive. It was just, and I couldn't believe that me and IJGB.
You said the relationship was abusive.
Yeah.
Like, was he hitting you?
At some point, eventually, yeah. It became physical.
Sorry, my friend.
Like the first time was like I had to defend myself. So it became like we're rocking. Like I felt like I was almost like caught up with my parents again. Almost, you know what I'm saying? Like I'm like.
And that was very new for you.
Very new.
You thought it was a Nigerian thing? Because I mean, also there's violence abroad, like abuse.
Yeah,
and violence.
Of course. No, I didn't
but
think
you
it
never
was
experienced that
Nigeria. With... Yeah, I just always thought like even when I would hear all these stories, for me it was I'm incredibly educated.
Mm.
I come from a strong, you know what I'm saying,
background. Yeah.
I like why would this? But I was just again because I was a broke IJGB.
You had to.
I thought exactly that if I left the situation, where will I find help?
Jesus Christ. So are you saying, and that's the reason why a lot of women stay in their marriages, in their relationships, because of financial security, right?
Yeah.
And that's why I always advise
my friend. It wasn't even financial. It wasn't like, cause I was still hustling.
Whatever it was, you didn't have money to rent your own house.
Exactly. It was a living, like I need a roof over my head.
Some sort of security.
Yeah,
that's what I mean.
Yeah, exactly.
It's usually financial for Nigerian women who want to live off men.
Yeah.
And that's why I advise all my friends, all the women that I meet, like, there's nothing as having your own money to say fuck you to any nigga that you want to say fuck you to.
Exactly.
Right? Because there are great men out there, to be honest, but there are a few ones who you just have to say and walk away. But they can because they are stuck in relationships where they need security and these men offer security.
Yeah.
At that expense, right? Yeah. So imagine you being stuck as educated as you are.
I was amazed.
And a lot of educated women who have gone through schools, like great schools, like leading schools, who come back and are stuck in men's houses being abused, not even just physically, just emotionally as well.
Yeah.
Like, how do you, like, what was going through your mind? Because you were this girl who was coming from that.
Yeah.
So what was going through your mind at the time? Like, and you couldn't leave, my friend.
Yeah. I was just, I guess at the time it was making me emotional.
No, but I mean, I think as you talk about it, like, you have just to say that.
No, you were very like, instrument, like even though like I met you towards the end of the year already, like right before I traveled, even coming back, like you were so instrumental in like giving me joy where like I was finding it so hard because even like when I traveled,
I said I'm not a good person.
What?
Shut
up!
Cut out the parts with Dara. Actually,
no,
said I was
leave
a good
every
person.
Single thing.
To all my friends who've
leave every single thing
of being in my life, they know I'm a great person. I might be tough. I'm a tough lover, but I'm great.
Sure. No, it was everybody like I had around me at the time, honestly. Like I think most of the time throughout that whole period, I was in shock and I was poor. So it was like, well, I'm really, really amazed that this person is doing this to me and we're having all these like really toxic, escalating fights.
What are the fights about, for example?
The major thing is that I didn't want to be a girlfriend. I just wanted help. But he wanted to, because he had always liked me, but he wanted me to be like his actual girlfriend. So it even got to a point where before I would never, I was jealous. Like if I see other girls around him, like I don't care. Mm. But because of how manipulation and everything works, I started getting angry. Do you know what I mean? And I started getting like, if he's not with somebody else, where will I sleep? Where will I sleep? Do you know what I mean? Like, yes. Like,
that's crazy, friend.
Because I've been in therapy. I'm still in therapy. So like, it's one of the things that I'm still like, you know, constantly like, you know, having to heal.
But this revelation is a reality for lots of women in this country.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hanging out with a man because you just really need some security.
But I genuinely cared for him as my friend. Cause that's what, there was obviously a level of, deep attraction.
So basically, you're saying that this was your friend who you were cool with, right?
Yes, love.
You were probably living
him.
In his house at the time when you were just friends, right?
Yes.
But he was so into you that you now had to forge a relationship just to stay in that house for the longest time.
Yes.
And
I didn't even realize how deep this thing was until I was like in therapy. Like, and I just realized because everybody used to tell me, he's doing this for you. He's doing that. But he's like saying, you're not giving him like what he needs and he needs
you're
you.
Not giving
he
him the poop
you.
Model.
You're not gonna give him. Even that was, of course, a lot of fight because for a long
you
time,
have
I was
to
not
give
intimate.
Him the thank you, Pum Pum, or what?
I was not even, like, I couldn't be intimate.
I hate when women are in that position.
It was tough. It was tough.
That's a lot of women in Nigeria.
But I could, like, I convinced myself, like, I had to convince myself, like, I love him. I must be with him. I have
Jesus
to be
Christ.
With him. You know what I'm saying? But then it was like, after it started small by small, like, leaving. So one was, our mutual friend came and literally dragged me and was like, you're leaving. Come and stay in my house. I don't care that it's small. I don't care that it's, you know, this tiny.
Oh, you had another option of.
Yeah. But it was like, whereas I wanted my own space, I wanted to be in a nice place. I wanted to be.
So he had a very nice house.
Yes, he had a very nice
house.
So
you, Dara, my friend, you're telling me that you live with a man.
Yes,
because he had a nice house.
The things you do for survival.
Your morals.
They went out the window, darling. They said bye.
So now, I'm gagging. Like, you follow man, go stay because of us. So what did they give her? They get chef.
Who was going to? No. Sorry. Who? I didn't have anybody that could, like,
no, because you're
sheltering
asking, like,
me
no,
at the time.
Because you're asking, like, you know what? I'm really not that into you, but I really need a place to stay. How many bedroom was it?
No, it wasn't even that I wasn't even into him. Like I said, I liked him as a friend. And eventually there was a deep level of attraction. All I asked for was, I said, I need time. I need time to myself. I need time to decompress from all this, me and this other person not working out from
this time. I mean, you need time to stay.
No, well,
I am on your side, but basically that line doesn't work. It will never work for me. Yeah, I need that time. You are buying time to get your next house.
No.
You were hobo who needed time to fix herself. In the meantime, you had to be in a relationship with this person.
No, but remember I told you that the first guy that I moved for didn't work out and then I dated somebody else. So like for me, I just wanted time.
So wait, did you date somebody when you dated the first guy when you moved back?
Yes. So
before this other guy.
Yes, exactly.
So did you live with that guy too?
Yes.
Look at this process. So homeless.
Yo!
I'm questioning your character now.
Why would you do that?
This is my friend who I thought that was. So you live with me because you know that.
No.
I would have
gone
back to my parents and say, you know what, please forgive me. I live with some people because I need to survive. Was it not worth living with those guys?
Not really. The first guy was just a regular deggy. Like, it just didn't work out. We just didn't, like, yeah.
But how do you cohabit to somebody that you didn't?
We just do now. People do. And it wasn't like as if it was like even some times, like I would go stay with somebody else.
I can't even live with.
You just have most of your shit there. Like, what?
I can't.
Everybody's doing it now, right? Am I wrong or is it just me?
Like, it's just you, my friend.
No, it can't just be me. Everybody's literally.
With your girlfriend? Are you living with your girlfriend? Are you living?
Wow!
You need to have your own house to live with your girlfriend inside now.
Okay, but do you guys stay like for like 2-3 weeks on end? Like you have your shit at their house and then you kind of like just stay there. Yes, now!
I've never been.
That's basically living with them. Okay, you're living with them like 6 weeks out of like
bro,
2 months.
Do you live with your girlfriend? Does she come over for long? See? She probably loves his guidance more than the girlfriend, but.
You're a bitch.
gadgets. No, guys, I cannot be as nasty as you guys think I'm really. I'm a very nice person. No, like, he loves his gadgets. Like, this is space now. This is work. Right?
Maybe it's a cultural thing, too. A lot of, like, even, like, we just live with our...
I can't stand
others at the time. Like, what's the point of being separated?
I can't stand people after, like, 24 hours. Right, like you're going to be my space for 3 weeks on.
Exactly.
But even if you love them, there's sometimes where I just want you out of the room so I can think about.
Yeah, so you take a day, you take a brisk walk, you like. There's so many other things you can do.
Also, don't understand that.
Exactly. I get it. Let me tell you, sometimes there. Yeah, like sometimes I just want to walk around my house. I don't want to see anybody. Like after that one day of camaraderie and loving whatever thing we do, right? Go home now. Let me breathe small. Let me think about you.
What?
That's why I'm really worried. Maybe I'm just used to one night stand.
You hoe! So you're a whore!
Is it hoe in me that's talking?
No.
I'm praying to God to heal me because I think that I messed up.
No, I just like to be with the saint. Like, you know, like we see each other like a stretch, like for example, a month on end, like we're together in the saint. Like, because that's how we'll know each other. Like, do you understand? Do you think it's when we get married that? No, that's not how I operate.
The church bit in me is coming up now. The Christianity in me is rising. So you know that even as young people, you're not supposed to live with each other until after marriage.
I'm not religious, outside of
your homes, like meeting together, lunch, going out, maybe trips.
Yeah,
but you should cut your spouse out of the same houses. Like you guys cannot be in the same living together and spousing up and literally marriage and cohabiting.
What's wrong with that? People have different definitions of what partnership is or a relationship
is. That was for you. That was partnership. But you not end up living with this person for a year or two. I'm breaking up. I'm moving on to the next person. How is that? Are you...
You just move tenancy on. Agreement or what? You just move on.
Okay, so you moved on now. So now that when you moved on to this other guy.
Yeah.
It was a shock for you because this was not what you expected.
This was even physically not my
spec. He was actually being abusive because he knew that you were probably not really into him like that.
Oh, you mean the guy that was no, I don't know what his issue was, honestly. I can't speak for him. He has to heal.
No, I mean there's no
Yeah.
There's no
like till today, like I don't know what. Like, the fights that we had is either because somebody's calling me, you know, like, you know, asking me where I'm at, the person wants to hang out. Like, it's just dumb shit. Like, the dumbest shit, like,
You probably wouldn't have experienced all of that.
When I even say I lived with him, I only stayed with him for, like, 2 months. Do you know what I mean?
Only 2 months?
Yeah, just 2 months.
Is that right? You know, you can't pay for 2 months for hotel. You know how much?
No, but that's what I'm saying. That it wasn't about money because I still provided a lot, like, with the money I was earning from work. So, like, whether it's, you know, I want to buy fuel. Like if I have money, I'll give him. If we go out, I'm paying for the food. You know what I'm saying? So I also contributed to our... togetherness.
I mean, well, if you're going to advise women, like, what can you do to advise, what kind of advice will you give women so that they're not in these situations where they need to be with a man because of any form of security? Because a lot of women are going through a lot with men because they need some sort of security.
You have to know yourself. Mm-hmm. You have to know your background. You have to know, like, you have to be strong in who you are so that you can always take that forward with you into everything you do. Mm-hmm. And the second thing is, like, never, ever, no matter the circumstances, ever depend on a man for anything. Even money. Like, even if the man has more money than you, go and work for your own money.
I agree that. So let me say, this is a theory that I have. I feel like you should get money from men.
Yes, that's why I said, even if he has money from, go and get your own.
Yeah, but I want you to have your money. So
exactly.
Even kind of money where man won't give you safe, ingo tinkam. So like, it's like you now, if your man looks at you, you are sorted, your bills are sorted before he comes around. Even if he wants to bless you at any point, right?
Right.
He knows best how now.
Right.
That's why I keep saying, like, I was telling somebody that it's because you don't have your own money. That's why the man is giving you 10K. She was angry that the man sent her 10K to buy airtime.
What?
First of all, I don't know how much airtime she wanted to do.
Can you have? Okay, maybe 100K airtime. I don't know.
He could have just sent the airtime to her directly as opposed to just sending 10,000 naira to her account. That's beneath her. But I'm just
no, that's so.
He knows that you don't have money.
Yeah.
Let's start from there. So, if you had money, he knows that you don't have money. That's why now.
Yeah.
He knows better. So, I feel like if you probably earn your own money, when Liman wants to book your flights, he knows that he'll book business class because you can probably buy business class.
Of course.
He will respect you. Even my manager is there. I know my manager. Okay. Let me not say this so that I know it affects his marriage. My manager is getting married probably next year.
Probably,
should be. I'm speaking it.
Are we all invited
right now?
Are we all invited?
Daddy.
What's the color of the ashrabi? We must ask. We move on.
Let me say the ashrabi. Let me do in chat.
Don't have my treasure.
I didn't go to Lagos Island and go count there, should be. Let me go there in church because I need to make some money from him. He's always making money from me. And he assumes that he's not.
What? Do you know how much this boy has made?
If you like saying it, that will mean chase me to my house, you know. How much is it? How much is the money?
Oh,
how much compared to, because with the dollar now, how much is the money?
With the dollar now, you spend the dollar, how much?
Okay. Anyway, so let's the question on my mind that I wanted to ask, obviously, is about this coming back and moving back.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the truth about relocating abroad.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not a myth. People think that, or is it a myth that people think that once you go abroad, it's rosier there, there's gold on the streets?
I don't know that I'm the right person to speak on this because, like I said, like, you know, my father paid all of our school fees, like my nobody, you know what I'm saying?
No, but I mean, you must have like Nigerian friends who moved there. Are they making it better there? Are these like your friends who moved, go maybe London or US? Are they doling out cash? Because
I mean, abroad it's.
No, but it is hard. However, the basic necessities are given to you so your life is easier. So whereas here we struggle with light, internet, I mean, for God's sakes, if we all calculated how much we spent on data, together initially a month, it would probably be like 300K on data.
Yeah.
That's how much we spent.
Yeah.
$50. $50 a month.
Dollars.
Sometimes even 20, depending on what you like thingy you're using, it's unlimited. Like, you know, like,
this is why am I? Like, this is to get $50.
Yes, because if you work in retail, for example, like every 2 weeks, you're getting paid, like, depending on how many hours you work, you could even be making like over $1,000 every 2 weeks. Do you know what I mean?
But then, once again...
Yeah, it's hard to blow.
So, are you saying the opportunities here... So, the opportunities... Are there more opportunities there, but...
I guess what I'm trying to say is, like...
The process here is very different, right? Our own processes are very different here. So,
really, that's why we're...
Okay, so let me...
Because you don't want to go... You don't want to work...
I don't think so.
What does that mean? Sorry, guys.
But let me give you an example. Like, let's say... Like Aziz was saying, your blowing is different on. So whereas like in US, going to Hollywood is blowing, right? Somebody that works retail will come and outspend you. Do you know what I'm saying? Who's a blown celebrity here in Nigeria? Because the basic necessities, like there's a standard of living that, you know, yes, there are poor
Nigerian celebrities that broke.
Who said that? It wasn't me. What if you?
You're saying Nigerian celebrities are broke.
I never said that.
The audacity.
I never said that. I'm gonna take 5M. Anybody who gives me, thank you. I appreciate it.
I'm not talking about celebrity thing here, right?
No, but I'm saying how much is $1,000? How much people don't even earn that
and
here?
And the nature of our country is that a lot of young people are moving out in their numbers.
In droves. To go and make another society better because our leaders here are too fucking selfish to even, let me not get started.
Yeah, because I think the bulk of the reason why people actually move more is because of how comfortable it is to live abroad and also earn. Because here, when you, even if you're in a millionaire here, you cannot even live lifestyle.
You can't.
You go to W bar and come back.
Even abroad, you can't live lifestyle.
No, yeah. I'm saying
you
that.
By the time you pay bills, rent.
With one F naira.
But let me tell you,
there's no money left.
What I'm saying is, if I lived abroad and I end a millionaire, right? When I sort out my bills, it will be sorted out.
But also, so if you have an education, like you're a Nigerian who has like a great education, for example, and you school there, and you're a doctor, and you're, so it's the people in medical fields, people in IT, so those are the, like, those are the Africans that are, they're balling because they're making like to over $200,000 a year. Like, they're making money. And they're going to Greece, going to Taiwan, they're doing, like, they're making money.
I should have not gonna lend this doctor last laugh.
No, it's IT now.
Oh, like, IT. I would be the worst IT person in life.
And a lot of parents too need to also understand that apart from even those fields, there are other fields. So look at how many Nigerian actors and actresses are now becoming huge stars. There's a lot of talent everywhere. Look at how many the biggest the MVP in the NBA now. He's a Nigerian kid now. So it's just like people need to, like, there needs to be, it's the government. I'm saying it with my two eyes.
Please
come on, meet me where I am. Biden will come and get me.
Okay, so there's a part of the show. I mean, the show's almost coming to an end, and there's a part of the show.
Oh, I'm sad. I'm having so much fun.
You guys had fun on this show, right?
Yeah.
My producer is just nodding her head. She just wants us to go. Where did they go? You get Salah plan. You're going to meet your man. With Bamidele moves like a cat. We never see her men. But we know that they're men.
Oh my God.
Let me leave my producer.
Ah,
this segment is called, whatever it is, Spill the Tea, right?
Okay.
And basically, we give advice to people who want to be advised and just people who have things to tell us, right?
Okay.
So I would trust that she would give the best advice. However, funny it will sound. Okay, so this one says her name is.
Oh, there are people with questions. Oh, Lord. Yeah. Okay.
So this person says her name is Inside My Chest, Baby Girl.
What?
Inside My Chest. I'm a baby girl. I love this for all the people that send this to
me. I love Inside My Chest, I'm a baby girl.
It's probably one slick queen from Lekki.
Okay.
That's having an issue. So I can't wait to blow. Like, honestly, this is a Nigerian dream, of course. All of us want to blow.
Right.
I'm tired of Lagos life and its obvious fakeness, but me too, I want to tension people. Who's sharing me? How is everybody using iPhone 12 and above and yet the phone is too expensive?
You want
to
be sleeping?
How is Auntie Shadi and Small Mommy wearing double drawn and Bone Street? And last but not least, how does it seem like I'm the only one that is suffering in the rainy season while it's the beach? While it's the beach?
So beach is better? Is that what you're trying to say?
Maybe other people are flossing the beach and suffering. Okay.
Yeah.
I digress. Pardon my rant. My actual problem is that I know my career path will end.
Did she say her career path?
I know my career path would end me being comfortable at best, and that's even after sweating blood.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I don't have other marketable skills, neither do I have the mind to struggle with somebody's mommies for their daddies. This person is so funny. I want to be comfortable legally. I'm a stylish baby in my mind, but Kusowu to manifest this stylishness. Dara can relate to this. That's why I'm reading this question. Imagine being a bad bee and you don't have money. What's the difference? What's the difference between my head and Uncle Zuckerberg's head, I beg?
Ah, Homer. Wow,
my
that
sister,
was a lot.
If you ask me now, who I go ask? This is the first one I have to queue in on my homies, if you ask me.
I don't know.
I feel this is my reality too.
There is some fleas.
But you know that the truth is that all of us are not really living the reality. Like, I'm trying to travel. Imagine you have to struggle money for me. I can't just travel.
But you're traveling, right? But your situation is still better, right?
Yeah, I understand what she's saying, but the truth is that also all these things, iPhone 12 is really not, I mean, it's good to have.
Yeah, but that's what I was going to say, like, are you ready to pay the price, right? What? So, what is one of two things. If she wants to do everything legally and blah, 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 are you ready to pay the price like a lot of us did? I use my iPhone, so you know how long I had that phone for.
My friend used that phone.
Do you know what I'm saying?
You get even the camera, bless it, ground to
your phone. Yes, exactly. So, is the packaging,
so bad for an ID,
is the packaging more, is it worth it? Do you understand? If you feel like it's worth it and you want to be the BBL, the this, the that, go ahead. Sleep with whoever you want to sleep with. Do whatever you want to do.
I'm tired. Because I'm in this space and I know that the things that make me happy and the things that make me exhausted, right? So I've always done things at my own pace. Like even when I started changing phones, you know,
yes, now
iPhone 7 when I came.
Yeah.
Even when I started changing phones, I love this life. That's why I'm trying to work extra hard, right? But I will also
but you mean like the lux life.
Yes, yeah. I will go on a holiday on my own. I will not go
exactly.
to... I will not be living or flossing on other people's bills, which I really want to do mm-hmm. if the chance arises. Yeah, but...
Tell me, so I think we all, on some level, want to be able to not spend our own money.
But I cannot. I don't even have the nerve to do anything illegal. Like, I don't have the balls
but
to do anything.
Neither
illegal.
Do I, because I know, like, so she needs to think about, inside my chest, I'm a baby girl.
Mm.
You need to think about, like, the future, like, your legacy, because it's only so much, it's only so short-lived. Like, we thought, oh, Hush Puppy
what
was
if she has only, like, 4 years to live in life? She must have
no, but you,
can,
but you just... But you just have to try to be a bad... Like, okay, look at me. I didn't have any money, right? But wherever...
Do you have money now?
No. It's not the money.
I don't joke. Oh.
It's not the money that I should be having. Do you know what
no,
I'm saying? But my point is, like, even when
exactly.
we were still, like, struggling and up and coming, like,
we're not
we would...
there. Yes,
we are not. But while we're still struggling and up and coming, but even when it was worse than what it is now, you and I, when we go out, we're still... Do you understand? Still... Package yourself, look nice. Look, when you have a little bit of money, treat yourself. Take pictures.
That's what I don't know.
And
George,
you know what I'm saying? So don't be saying like, oh, like, I need to be a bit, I'm living this. No, treat yourself at your own pace. Buy your new phone. I even get new Mac now. You thought I was never going to die.
I thought you would die with that Mac. I thought you'd die with that MacBook. My Mac was from like 2009.
No, 2011.
Oh, even bad.
Yeah.
Still bad.
Yeah, you're a hater. You used to hate me so much. Every time you want to use it, I'm like, tell me, sir, please, the way you hold laptop is jagga jagga.
I admit that the only reason why I never had a MacBook because I could not afford it. But I always say, I don't really use MacBook. I'm an HP. I'm a HP boy. I love HP. Okay, so I like HP because I understand HP, right? And I like HP. Well, I wanted the Mac, but I'm just like.
Now so, everything you get now, iPhone.
For something so expensive, I can't understand it. But yeah, like so for me, this is me who has been on this journey, and I just turned 25.
Yeah.
I think that. Thank you, guys. I
More
think that
life.
Everything that you want to happen to you, as long as you work and put your mind to it, right? The universe will bring you what you desire as long as you work and put your mind to it. This lifestyle, it's like, Akia Labi said something. The people that made money at 30.
Right.
And the people that made money at 40. When the time they get to 50, nobody remembers who actually did not. Everybody's flossing and doing the same things. They can afford the same thing. So I think like you should even stay through the process of getting that money.
Yeah.
So when you finally get, now that I can afford some things, the flex is different.
Oh yeah.
I'm not lying to you.
Oh, yeah.
Like one of my managers was telling me that, where are you going? You're traveling again?
Yeah.
I said, huh?
Yeah, you know, last night we were on the phone.
Are we together?
Last night, we were on the phone and he was like asking me, like, what am I doing next month? And I was like, oh, like, I probably would be traveling to South Africa. And he was like, oh, you know, because like, it's been 2 years since I've had a break or traveled anywhere. Normally I would go home all the time. I'd, you know, stay two, 3 months. But I had to just be like, let me do this thing.
What is the standard of being a baby girl? Lagos has a standard, Sha. Tell me, what is the standard of being a baby girl in Lagos?
Right,
you drive a Mercedes. You use the latest iPhone. Your weave.
You have a BBL.
Not really.
I mean, a lot of the time, though. Like,
I envy
like
all
every...
these BBL girls. Leave them alone.
Oh my god, I envy it so much because I know I could never do it, but I like seeing it.
Why do you think
it?
You can't do it?
No, I just.
Let's
can't.
Not talk about
just,
that. That's just another episode entirely. And I want to leave it for my friends. Coco by Chloe. No, she is ready for that episode. I love her. What? She's ready.
Oh, did she have one?
Okay, so
Mami Dele, why are you rushing us? See, guys, if you guys are not getting quality content, just blame Mami Dele, the producer of the show.
Mami Dele is rushing us.
She's
up and
literally
down.
Like telling us to get the fuck up. Please, and get out.
This part's why I say,
are you
Coco by? This is the last conversation. Literally, this part's why I said Coco by Chloe, and please remove it because I really don't want to give them an idea that I'm having an episode with Coco. Thank you so much, guys. But.
No.
Thing. Let's remove it, Sha. Thank you so much. So, but, okay, so for the advice, right? Let me just finish up with that. So as I was saying, like, everything that you want will come in due time. Also, are we working as hard as we think we are? Because a lot of us are we think that we deserve a lot of things that should come to us, especially in this Nigerian space. But we know that this space is not as organized as where you were coming from, right? So you're probably, if you're probably abroad, you'd probably be bought an iPhone from the store. Done some plan. It's just reality, right? But lots of us are in a playing field where anything can happen. Anybody can
But that's
can
why your mental health has to be paramount, though, because the mere fact that this place is not even as organized as wherever else, I mean, you cannot kill, like, the mental toll it takes on you is too much. So just to, you have to stay true to yourself, because when you get there, the legacy, are you going to be looking at, I did some things, inshallah. I'm very critical of myself.
I know that. But also, lastly, like, she sounds like she's intimidated by people and the things that they're getting right now. To be honest, the people that were flossing back then in Unilag.
You went to Unilag?
I finished from Unilag. I could not even speak to when I was in Unilag, that they would never speak to me.
No.
And now we're friendlier. Because maybe because I've leveled up, but then again, I feel like you. Like I leveled up, but that's not the point of this conversation. The point of this conversation is that.
But she shouldn't be. I think that what I'll say to her is that she shouldn't be intimidated. I watched something recently about how jealousy can be a tool for motivation.
Yes, it is.
Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because when you look at something that somebody else, it shouldn't make you angry. It rather, it should make you, I can achieve this.
That's what you decide to do with the jealousy, right?
Yes.
Because usually sometimes it can go either way.
Yes, exactly.
For me, it triggers me to do better.
Yes,
so
exactly.
So should we call it jealousy or just...
No, it isn't just because on some level, yeah, you want it. You're like, wow, this person, because I have like the friends I surround myself with, like they're also on some level IJGB. Like, they've been here longer than me, so they've paid their dues, they've done their time. Secondly, it's like they're earning in this currency, or earning is like, but for me, it's motivation, because if my friend, the person that I talk, they slap like this, they yarn with, like, she can achieve that or he can achieve that, what's stopping me? What's really stopping me? Do you know what I'm saying? So let that motivate me, like, I'm going to be able to do this. So when you remember, I want to sleep.
Oh, I like this one. This one is from Beyonce. Herself.
What?
She will put that smart with to put a double E. What is that?
Accent.
Accent, right? Did you say apostrophe? Now you go lead me astray for this podcast.
No.
Now you go lead me astray.
Because this is the type of shit that Timmy and I was talking about, that when we'd be doing strategy, I'll say something or say a word, and he'd be like,
"That's nice to be like, but this girl, don't come back again."
But don't worry, when I'm going back, I'll take you with me just for like 2 weeks.
For where? America. I was going to ask before we even finish. Do men actually date you because of your passport? Because I would marry you because of your passport.
But like, yeah, some people have.
I had the opportunity.
Some people have.
Do you think that's why your boyfriend is with you now?
No, he has a passport. Peter, it's mixed race.
People are wasting your passport. So why
join together?
Why join together?
What do you mean?
You could help other people like me. I think that Idara, you people that have passports have to help other people that don't have passports. Especially
how?
Where the country is going right now.
Where's the rule?
Why are two of you with Nigerian Americans? Is him American?
No, his mom was she's passed away.
So he's British.
English, yes.
That's a waste of passports.
Why?
That's actually
nice.
Find an American and you have a British passport.
That is!
Wow.
What?
Our baby's gonna be born anywhere!
does that even mean?
I'm not joking.
But you know what's funny? The country with the best passport though is Japan.
God is the best.
Like, you know, when I get to heaven, anywhere.
When I get to heaven, I'm going to have a long conversation with God, because I'm going to say, you know what? You could have easily dropped me anywhere.
Yeah.
I love being Nigerian, but come on. I could have been Nigerian American, right? I could have been born in America.
Yes.
Come back and said, "Don't worry."
Yes. Fine. I've come back. So that's
the no. As is, imagine I have it, an American passport with all these scenario where I get. So worst case, if I feel angry or something, I just travel. I'm not in New York today. Deflects. So that's what I'm saying. Like, you cannot afford to not waste your. And you focus on marry. But like, I think you should marry one of us here. Help us. Let us get the passport for at least 2 years. You go back to him. Like, because who can give me my own American passport? I define.
You never know now.
When I get a friend like you.
I have siblings. Ask one of them.
Don't be my friend. Like, you just help me. After a while, you go marry that your man back. Because I need it. Okay, let me take this.
Oh my God.
This one is so interesting from Beyonce. Beyonce has said... I can't believe Beyonce is going through this kind of problem. How can Beyonce
What? Because what are you talking about?
Like, Beyonce
why
is going through this kind of
like
problem?
This? Yeah.
I am an adult in a relationship, but I'm feeling like I should start talking to other guys because I want to ensure that I choose the best partner and not settle for the one that I'm with. What do you think?
And that what's the last part?
I want to ensure that I choose the best partner and not just settle for the one that I'm with.
Oh. Ah. Yeah.
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 I was going to say yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was gonna say yes.
Yeah.
There's no like all I have to say is yes.
Yeah. Why not? Because if she's not
there, then go out.
Why do you think she's having these issues? Why do you think she's having these issues?
No, you can request.
At least having a rethink.
So there's a problem there.
No, actually, it helps us. No, it helps us. It's, don't you guys see the podcast where you're talking to somebody else, but you can't see the person? No. Wow, that would be so good.
Okay, so it's what he says now, so that it gets okay. So, what did you have to say?
There's someone, so clearly there's something wrong with
that. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So, if there's someone, don't keep that relationship and look for someone.
Yeah.
Go and find someone. You have to be like willing to take the risk.
They're very passionate about things like this. Why?
You have to be willing to take the risk and take the step. If it bites you in the arse, it bites you in the arse.
But Aziz, who says that monogamy is like the rule, like the one all be rule for everybody?
I wouldn't want to be sharing.
No, you don't want to be sharing. She's asked, you know what I'm saying? Somebody's asked and said, I need some advice. So she needs to be honest with her partner. So she needs to say to her partner, this is what I do. I do feel like maybe we need some time.
I think that
being in an open relationship, let's just experience. She needs to be like truthful.
She doesn't want to trust what she is like, in this relationship first of all.
No, and so her partner will be like, no, I know if you do, I know they do. I'm
exactly.
That's it. And then she then goes and she finds her own.
She doesn't want to do that.
See, so yeah, she
wants to cheat.
I don't think
she doesn't even trust what the relationship is. That's why she's saying that, you know what, maybe I should actually give other people a chance to have conversations with me because I don't know where this nigga is going. Like, what's the plan? I think that she should have an honest conversation with him. She probably has. That's why she's coming to see, you know what, I'm really not sure where this guy is.
Right.
But I'm not saying she can't sleep with other people, Lou. I'm just saying entertain well-meaning individuals like men. That's care about you and say no, because I always tell it's like my manager, when I'm giving him advice about women, it's always for their own benefit, also the women's benefit, because you don't want to be in a relationship with somebody who doesn't really take you
seriously. My friend Dami, who just even got engaged recently, just said something about like she was saying, oh no, don't try, like up and down, how many years has it been, like, you know, what's the guarantee? And, you know, I said something to him, I'm not going to repeat here, but like, if the man has to be able to eventually give you some, whether it's an introduction to his family, whether it's like, there has to be some strong, like, assurance.
You don't say, they won't go miss your family and they will see they cheat on you. Even their mothers even know that. Stop it now. I used to say, if I was probably cheating on somebody, you think my granny would go and say, come here, my daughter. I love you so much, but this is my son. You think that? The parents will be in on it. That's not even security. This is one of those things where we say, even people don't do introduction, they call off introduction. People leave their spouses.
But there has to be some form of action that shows you that this person.
See, in Unilag, I remember there was one of our classmates who probably went into a coma for one day, or I think she fainted or something else happened to her.
What?
She had because of this guy for 7 years. I think they were even living together, right?
Mm-hmm.
This guy got up from her house. Yes, this guy said hello to her in the morning. Good morning, I'm going out. I'm going to get married to somebody else.
Jesus!
I will run mad. There's a lot of women. That and the one will be here now.
She's going to go show up for that wedding dress.
She was in the hospital. She was hospitalized.
Oh.
Because if you have given 7 years of your life, you know what 7 years? 7 years is me saying that maybe from my time in Unilago down up until, because she was in school at the time, they were living together. She was a bit older, so you could tell that she was ready for marriage. Do you understand?
Yeah, it
so
was time.
She has probably been speaking to this guy for the longest time, saying, you know what are we going to do with our lives? What are we going to next? The guy feeling on the same, you know, keep waiting. Maybe I need to be more financially stable as well before we get into this thing proper. And one morning, she was probably going to school. They probably hugged and kissed, or even had sex the night before. And the next morning,
7 years is a really long time,
bro. It's 7 years really long time. Primary three. What did they talk? Yes, now. So apparently, the guy went ahead. She saw it on WhatsApp, on somebody's WhatsApp story or something. I can't remember.
What the hell?
No, was WhatsApp story a thing that time? She saw it on social media where the guy had gone to another village. He traveled that morning to get married.
Wow. Nah, that's crazy.
I would have run mad.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Those kind of people are... Let me not talk about it, safe, please. It's paining me as I'm saying.
May that not so for me, ever be any of our experiences. Amen. Amen.
Well, I think Igbo women are known for that.
Igbo women.
Ooh, Igbo women will leave you once you're not ready for marriage. Igbo women are always ready for marriage. I love them so much. They are always ready. And once a good suitor comes... It's like you trying to break a woman's heart or using marriage to want to delay an evil man in life. You are delaying yourself. She will move on and go to the village and come back and marry. In fact, she can say in the introduction or the traditional marriage scene on WhatsApp 3 days before, like, oh, thank you so much for all you've been. I know of stories like that where, and it's always with the evil women. This is not a generalization, before they come for me, but
yeah.
I love them. Like, they always have a suit of waiting. They don't, marriage is not a problem for them. You understand? So if you want to be forming or you're waiting, you go and do, they'll put something on their head. I mean, how they say it? I do one small thing on their head in the village. Every time they come back, they just say, I moved in with chooks. That's my new man. Those are the I stand those queens. I stand you, evil queens. Please, thank you. Thank you for coming on my show.
Thank you, Demisa. This has been amazing. Much.
I hope
so
it comes
funny.
Out as great as it looks now.
I hope so too.
Right, you think come,
Aziz.
He's my producer, Aziz.
Sounds.
Some guy don't zone out since. Okay, so this has been great. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank
High
you.
High five. I wish you good luck in whatever you're going to do.
I do
forward.
To you too. Yeah,
you're
you
doing
too,
amazing
my darling.
Stuff.
Huh?
You're doing amazing stuff in
oh,
your own
thank
space.
Thank you.
Right?
Thank you.
Just please bring stuff that has money to me. Don't bring all your. My friend, just one for me now. I know I'll answer you this year.
But Timisa, you know you haven't done anything yet at all for me since you became Timisa.
Because you've always been those funny deals that, you know, will affect our friendship.
No, but it's not that funny though. Like, I'm waiting for... See, that's why we were saying, oh, you're getting money, you're making money. Like, what money am I... Like,
I'm making money.
I'm trying to just say this before we go. I'm trying to get to a place where the people that I'm working with can have money so that the next time I come to you, I won't come with this stupid thing. But it starts with, like, you saying... All right, this one time I'm gonna do this shit for you guys so that, do you know what I'm saying? It's just yes, let me finish the fact because I've been highlighting him. I've literally been disturbing him like
that
for the past 2 weeks. My own is just as soon as you say yes, yes, darling.
Guys,
let me tell you, come and meet me here. Let me tell you for free.
I have done free things.
No, the boy's not free. I've never bought you any free things.
You want to continue to freeze for the rest of my life?
No. But I've never, ever brought you any free
deal.
Why, Bami Dele?
You have to come back probably next time. But for now, guys, it's been great.
It's been awesome. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for watching Tea with Tay. Please.
And thank you for having me as the second woman and second Akwa Ibom person. Akwa Ibom is song. I must always read my people. Like... Thank you. You're a hater.
Please subscribe to my channel, guys. I need you to subscribe to my channel, please. I never thought that there'll come a time in life I'll be begging people to subscribe to my channel, but this is crucial time. I need those numbers, guys. I beg now.
Are you going to take me to Morocco with you tomorrow?
Hell no.
Fuck you.
So please, guys, subscribe to my channel. It's Tea with, it's called Tea with Tea Podcast, right? It's probably the best thing you're going to watch. It's as organic as...
So where should they subscribe on, apart from Apple Podcasts?
Green Tea Organic.
Hmm? Apart from Apple Podcasts, where should they subscribe on?
Spotify, AudioMac, all the platforms that... like, my people at Corner have decided to, you know, stuff it down your throats. If you come out from your house in the morning, you probably find Tea with Tea Podcast staring at you. That's how crazy and how syndicated this thing is across every platform. So please, guys,
I love it. You guys should invite me back on like more episodes.
Let me announce my
thing
to the end now. I will send you out.
Announce. It's finished.
Oh, yeah, we
we have a lot more to talk about with Aziz.
That's all right. Thank you, guys. Right. Now I can go to Morocco in peace. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.